actually still written in Sanskrit. Would you like to just...
Oh, yes, we could look at the mantra, the translation of the mantra. Gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhi swaha. Gate is gone. Gate apparently means thigh. So try and keep the A short. So otherwise you're saying thigh, thigh. Complete thigh. Absolute and complete thigh. Bodhi swaha. So para, it's like paramita, isn't it? Para and sam are both sort of emphatics, as it were. So it's gone, gone. What's the translation? Gone, gone, gone beyond. Gone altogether beyond. Bodhi is enlightenment. Swaha is another form of sort of ace. Great. So be it. Rock. Yeah. An awful lot of mantras, as you know, end with swaha. So gate, traditionally it's kind of a... How does it go? It's sort of a... It's gone beyond nirvana, gone beyond samsara to nirvana, gone beyond nirvana itself, gone beyond the distinction between samsara and nirvana, and gone beyond even conceiving of the being of samsara and nirvana for there to be a distinction between. So utterly and completely more enlightened than you can shake a stick at, really. Yeah, something like that. I should probably be a bit more reverential, shouldn't I, really? So, sam you'll be familiar with. Samyak sambuddha, complete and perfect enlightenment, complete, full, utter enlightenment. Something like that. Bodhi, you'll know from Bodhisattva. Same etymological root as buddha. Yeah, bodhi, awake. Come on, Andrew. I bet you've got a question, haven't you?
Not for this moment.
Wow. Andrew gives good question.
Would it be within the scope of the study to actually go into the actual pronunciation?
Oh, that was the other thing. Yeah, we were talking about learning to chant it as well, weren't we? We were talking about that when we had lunch, didn't we, Elaine? Yeah. People fancy learning how to chant it? Okay, well, we'll give that a go. Maybe we'll do that rather than try and spend an entire evening doing it. Maybe we'll have a little, we'll do a bit each week. What we could do is start off with doing it in this business of call and response. I could do a bit and you could follow after me, and then we'll, after we've done that a few times, we'll have a go at doing it all together. There's just a few tricky bits, the whole kind of, yeah, those sort of stupid, you know, Rupa Shabda, Gandharasa, Sprashta, Vyada, Dharmaha, those sorts of things take quite a bit, can't you, your tongue around? Most of the rest of it's not too complicated. The thing is to try and avoid anglicising it too much, really. Yeah, we have a tendency to make the letter A sound like a British A, where it's a sort of a noise. The vowels, really, are the things that change.
Yeah.
I think they give us that. We generally learn it on our ordination retreats, and I think they gave us a copy of that. I've probably got a copy of that actually at home. In fact, I have. Yeah, I just did these this afternoon. There is something very beautiful about having it in Sanskrit, actually. I don't quite know why. Even if it was written in Chinese. Is there anything else that anybody else would like to cover that I haven't mentioned? Or was that intimidatingly large quantities of stuff anyway? Given that it took us something like the last Tuesday light mob, it took us, what, how many weeks to get through the five precepts? at 26 or something, wasn't it? Wasn't it? We started in September, I think. We finished a week before last. Well, given as we've got 10 minutes left, should we have a go at chanting it? Yeah? Thank you.